Hello everyone and welcome to ¿Qué pasa?
¿Qué pasa?
Yes, ¿qué pasa in Latinoamérica? And well, ¿qué pasa? Is this guy who used to have the World Guinness record for being the fattest man in the world.
How much did he weigh?
560 kilos.
That's imagine like that. 1,200 pounds.
I cannot imagine how you can even survive or, you know, live weighing that much.
Well, apparently he couldn't get out of his bed for the last 6 years.
So
he cannot move.
I wonder how you get that big.
Eating?
No, obviously.
Yeah, and not moving.
But how do you reach that weight? I mean, it has to be, that's really extreme.
Yeah, that's why it's a Guinness record.
So what happened? What happened with him?
Now he has this special car. I don't know, they moved his bed with a forklift. They put in this car.
In the car with the bed and everything?
It's a special kind of bed. It's a special kind of car.
Because he has to reinforced car.
Yeah.
To support all this weight. Look at my face.
I know.
It's a 1989 Chevrolet Astro van.
And it's all special for this guy to go out and like just wander around and say hi to the kids. And
is it kind of car like you will see in a parade or something?
Kinda,
no, maybe.
Yeah, it's kind
and
of.
He goes saying like, hi.
It's actually a minivan.
It's yeah, but minivan. It's all open. It's not like a closed car, you know. Like if it rains, he gets wet.
Is it like the Papamobile?
Kinda,
yeah, but it's so not bulletproof.
So they call it the Meme Mobile
because his name is Manuel.
Yeah, and his nickname is Meme.
Meme.
So
it's a Meme Mobile.
Meme Mobile.
Meme Mobile.
Ay, Dios.
It's actually pretty cool. Because now at least he can go out. But actually, he's lost some weight already. He's lost like 200 kilos or something.
Yeah, he's now 330 kilos.
That's pretty amazing. That's like two of you.
Yeah, like he lost...
Two of us?
No, two of Leo.
Yeah.
No, like more than
four
that.
Four of you.
No more than that.
No, I mean what he lost.
Yeah.
He lost two Leos.
He lost 260
kilos. Okay, four Estes, yeah.
More, wow. It was like three Leos.
Wow.
Imagine that.
Imagine.
And you know what, like, the worst part is that he's famous. Everybody knows about this guy.
And he's enjoying that, no? I think one of his dreams was to be famous, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, and so his other dream was to marry his girlfriend.
Yeah, that's the other part. How come he's married? How come?
It's kind of hard, hey?
Oh, gosh. Like, look at me. I'm trying to do exercise and to study and become a better professional to have a girlfriend. And I don't even have a girlfriend. This guy has a
yeah,
a
but
wife.
You're not popular, and he is.
Anywho, this is just a little mirror of what's going on in Mexico. Because in Mexico, we have the obesity problem. Because
everything is fried.
Fat food, you
everything
know?
Is tortilla, yeah. Like flour-based or wheat or something like that.
And we eat too much. The food is too good. That's the problem.
Well, yeah, you should eat less of that good food.
Yeah,
because every day is tortillas, right?
Yeah, every day is tortillas.
That's not the problem, I think.
I think it's lack of
the
exercise.
Problem, yeah, that's it.
And like eating weight.
And
too much.
Coca-Cola.
And Coca-Cola.
I think Mexico is like
sugar.
One of the biggest consumers of Coca-Cola in the world.
Is that per capita is the biggest consumer of Coca-Cola
that's
in the
crazy.
World? Crazy. Isn't it ridiculous?
You're ridiculous.
Anywho, let's go to the lessons. So, for this coming week, we have very interesting lessons like ask for vacations.
Yeah, you really want to know how to do this in Spanish because everybody, we want to have vacations.
Yeah,
who
at
doesn't
least
want to go
three
to vacation?
Times a year.
At least.
At least. And the newbie lesson, the free newbie lesson is gone bad.
What gone is bad? So bad? You mean...
Like a person's gone bad? Like,
or there was a
like
fight or something?
Good girl gone bad?
I think it's more about food.
Oh, yeah, that one is the one about milk.
Yeah, the milk has gone bad.
So
you don't want that in your coffee.
No, you don't want
that's
that
happened
in
to
your
you
mom.
Before.
Yeah. Also, we have Mariposas Monarcas. This is an intermediate lesson. It's about butterflies. These butterflies do the biggest migration of insects in the world. They go all the way from Canada down to Mexico. And in Mexico, they get together in this special place And if you go to this forest, it's all full of butterflies. It's really amazing.
It's kind of scary.
Amazing.
It is amazing. So the elementary lesson is, I need water.
I need water.
And you get thirsty many times in your life, especially, you know, Sunday mornings.
Sunday mornings?
Yeah.
Why? What did you do Saturday night?
Ask yourself.
Ask, wait, I don't...
Uh-huh.
What?
Wait,
you
what?
Know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Always and, partying.
And the last lesson is an upper intermediate lesson, and it's, are you eating cauliflower?
Ew, nasty.
I hope you don't like that,
no, la obvio.
How can you not like cauliflower?
It's so good.
How can you like cauliflower,
nutritious.
Man? Having
really...
things like chorizo and jamón and tortilla patata. And...
But that's, you're talking about meat versus yeah. vegetables.
It's nothing
so what?
To do one with the other.
But cauliflower doesn't really have any taste.
You know,
it does. It's
it
good.
Does. And you know the smell? It's even nastier.
What other vegetable don't you like?
Bainas.
Oh, you don't like onions, right?
I don't like raw onions.
I like onions.
Disgusting. The flavor stays in your mouth for hours.
And you cannot kiss anybody.
Nope.
Maybe that's why you don't have a girlfriend.
Maybe. No, I should because I don't eat raw onions. Uh-huh. So. We also want to tell you about this user voice. What is this user
What's
voice?
What's that?
User voice.
Yeah, it's this website that is helping us to get feedback from you, the users, to know what you want, what you like, what you
don't
prefer
like.
About Spanish, but what you don't like.
So as a user, I can go there to the user voice and just post a comment on things that I would be to be improved or things like that?
Exactly. So
cool.
You're going to help us improve our program. You're going to help us make Spanish but better, to fit you better. So where do you find this? You can go to the Me section, and on the right side, there's a little square. You can find the link there and the information you need to give us this very
feedback.
Precious.
All right, that's good.
Also, please come to iTunes and review us, please, and tell how good Spanish Pod is, how amazing it is. Because that's the way people find us, and people don't find us, Spanish Pod is going down.
In flames. All right, so go to iTunes, people, and vote for Spanish Pod. Leave your comments as well, right?
Yeah, and don't forget to leave us your messages on Skype. The username is Spanish Pod, as easy as that. So find us on Skype, leave us your message, leave us your questions for Que Pasa or for Pa Que Sepas.
And also they can leave their Que Pasa, right?
Yeah, they could leave the Que Pasa!
Que Pasa!
And practice your Spanish, by the way.
JP is going on vacation. He's going to Taiwan.
Cool. Taiwan. I've never been there.
When is he going, Esti?
On the 2nd.
April 2nd?
Uh-huh.
For how long?
Like a week.
That's cool. Cheers, JP, in Taiwan. So JP is going to be gone for a little while. Sorry if he cannot answer to your questions on
right.
the side.
But we will be here to answer them.
Yeah,
Esti
we'll
will be there, and
best.
She's going to answer all your questions.
So that's it for today and this week. Thank you, Marco and Esti, for making this Que Pasa so amazing.
Thank you for
amazing.
Having us.
So that's it. See you next week.
Bye.
Adios.